Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. I am your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a very, very accomplished entrepreneur from Bangalore, India, Mr. Anjani Mandal. Anjani, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ashutosh. Good to be here.
Thank you. Anjani is the co-founder and CEO of Fortigo Network Logistics, the truck network. He was earlier with Manipal Technologies, with Genpact, Headstrong, HCL, Xerox, and iGate. So Anjali, let's talk about Fortigo first. Tell me about this venture and what was your motivation to start it?
So we started back in 2015. The intent was to use technology, see how we could in the entire ecosystem of trucking in India bring some kind of efficiency and productivity overall. Technology that I'm talking about is really platform technology, which combines ecosystem players, all of them, which means a shipper, a large company, let's say any FMCG company, the intermediary transporter who contracts with such large companies, usually about 300 to 500 crore companies. And then the fleet owners, the agents they use to be able to source trucks, the drivers, as well as the recipient of the truck. Okay. So we bring everyone into the same platform and we drive productivity across so that there is a seamless visibility of across all the players of the real truth rather than a verbal, what you would call as knowledge passed on, which may not be accurate.
Understand. And from a technology background, what made you move into logistics?
So my last stint was actually in a manufacturing company.
Okay.
Where actual logistics, because it was in coastal Karnataka, the cost was very, very significant.
Okay.
And the understanding of the various aspects of road logistics and what it takes to be able to end-to-end do the product manufacturing and then getting it to the customer at the correct time in the correct undamaged condition is what the entire service we were providing. So my exposure to logistics was about 5 or 6 years at a very, very close quarter. And that showed me that there was a fair amount of inefficiency which could be worked upon. And that's when the technology, as platform technology specifically, was coming into its own. And that's why the two got together.
Okay, that's a good connection. Thank you. So how are you supporting trucking in India?
So the intent, like I said, was to drive productivity. Now, there are a lot of things which were happening between 2016 and onwards, which was what you would today call as the digitalization of the entire economy and of the industry. GST was about to be launched. You had to necessarily make digital payments. Demonetization had happened. So you had to necessarily have a fair amount of cash converted into electronic form in order to be able to do business. Now, specifically, if I have to provide just digital payments, I need to enable an unorganized sector player who has got ownership of maybe 2 or 3 trucks and the driver to be able to have a simple application for being able to make the payment for even fuel or toll. In addition to that, the big part which is there, a trucker needs business.
Okay.
A shipper needs a truck. Now, the need of the trucker is for business which is at the place they are at the time when they reach that place and are available.
Okay.
The business of the shipper is to make shipment of the kind of truck which is there at the time that they want from various places and shipping points to various destinations across the country. Matching both of them is very difficult. It's not possible for a single trucker to have ownership of all kinds of trucks. It's not possible for a large company, any FMCG brand that you can think of, or any distribution company, to have so many suppliers based on the type of trucks and the locations. So matching them appropriately of the correct kind of truck at the correct place, willing to go to the correct destination, is what is facilitated on our platform. So yes. Two aspects, the ecosystem related challenges which are emerging, and making sure that the wait time between one trip and another is very low.
Interesting. And someone else was telling me that one of the big problems that a large part of the trucking business faces is that they don't end up getting a return freight.
That is correct.
So is that also something that you are helping truckers to fill up?
Yes. By every time that I reduce the amount of time, so I will change the term of not return load, but onward load. And as an example, I will give you a specific case. A fleet owner who's got 5 trucks in the hub of Namakkal in Tamil Nadu. They do long distance. So the that particular trucker may be interested in going from, when I say trucker, that means the fleet owner, send one of his 3 or 5 trucks to Calcutta. From Calcutta, he has to pick up another load and then take it based on whatever is the business available to, let's say, a place like Delhi. And then from Delhi to come back or come via Bombay. If he has to do that, it is necessary for him to have loads at that particular place, that means Calcutta or Delhi or Bombay, based on whenever the truck reaches there. Okay? That is onward journey. Even if he has to return from Calcutta, he has to have matching his truck at the time when they reach without any delay.
Okay.
There are only 30 days in a month.
Right.
One side of the journey takes 5 days. If he has to wait for, let's say, 3 days, it effectively means it takes 13 to 14 days for the person to reach back to Chennai. If he was able to shorten that period from 3 days to just 1 day or half a day, person would be able to do 3 round trips instead of 2 round trips, which means instead of 4 lakh per month, the person would earn 6 lakh per month. That is the kind of advantage that a trucker can get if they get load immediate. We facilitate.
Wonderful, wonderful. You also say that you want to empower the Indian goods transportation industry ecosystem through technology and the power of networking. Help me understand this with an example.
So I'll build further on the same example that I was giving of, you know, 3 different locations. I have to have shippers on that same platform. I have to have various truckers because it is not about just one Namakkal fleet owner. It's about thousands of fleet owners across the country. And they have to be all at the same platform. And they have to be operating this entire place. When you're geographically distributed, you have to have a network.
Correct.
And they have to be necessarily a connectivity to a single system. So the ability to be able to connect using technology, the guys who need to have the truck with the guys who have the truck matching to the requirement is what I call the power of the network. But how do you do that for a fragmented, highly fragmented industry, which is unorganized? You have to provide them technology in a fashion which is affordable. Because a trucker cannot be carrying a PC along with them all the time. So there has to be mobile computing visibility.
Right.
And the large company has to integrate it with their particular company's ERP. So what we provide is a solution for the shipper and a solution for the transporter and a solution which also encompasses the fleet owner and the driver.
Okay.
And enables all these facilities that I spoke of. Not just looking for the load, but digital payments, connectivity to the national toll system, connectivity to the fueling network, and all of these across the country. That is what is mixing up and putting multiple layers of all these network of fuel providers, the national toll system, the buyers and the providers of services, all of them coming into one place. And to add to that, the banking network.
Understand.
So it's really about getting technology to each player of the ecosystem in multiple layers of networks of the industry.
Okay, very interesting. So now let's, Anjali, move to the next section of our conversation, which is about your supply chain. And you've done a lot of work on digitization of the supply chain. So let's start with your explaining, how do you define digitization of the supply chain?
Simplistically speaking, connecting every element of movement of particular good. Let's say in this case, let's take the example of packaged wheat, which we consume as atta. So we'll take it as packaged atta. Packaged atta comes to the consumer at their local store.
Correct.
It reaches there from a particular distribution place. That means it's some warehouse. That warehouse comes from a manufacturing or a master warehouse of the company which is providing that atta. So we have already spoken of manufacturer to prime warehouse to local warehouse to the store.
Okay.
Okay. And each of them has a movement part. When you have all of this and the information of that is available to the principal, who's the manufacturer, let's say, for the moment, of that packaged atta. The person can see what is the offtake rate. Let's say suddenly there is a change from wheat-based atta to multigrain. And there is a dip in the consumption of the packaged atta. How does any company know why this is happening and in what time delay would they know? If it was connected, I could sample the data within every 24 hours. I can sample it as to what is the change in the consumption rate and whether it is different, declining or increasing from the last few months or years. And if that is happening, I get visibility to what is the change in consumption rate, and I can fix my warehouse storage level and logistics cost, and I can optimize in that fashion and adapt to the change in consumer demand immediately.
Okay.
Not possible without connecting. Digitization of supply chain is connecting all of this into a single network.
Okay. So continuing with that, how are technologies used and deployed in digitization?
So, of course, this can't be done without cloud-based technology. So you would have heard that there are various companies which connected even a Panwala to the you know, the main company, which is a behemoth multi-billion dollar. So a salesperson will go with a mobile device. Now it is possible for the salesperson not to do that, but the Panwala themselves giving the order of whatever they are looking for and passing it on to that salesperson who is on the same network, who then passes on automatically the order to the local warehouse to be able to ship them for next day replenishment. And that warehouse, regional warehouse, gets information from the central warehouse as to what the next lot will be and adjust accordingly. That gives that feedback to the prime shipper. All this entire distribution is the thing which is facilitated by digitization.
Very interesting. Very interesting. And, you know, we are a very, very strong tech country. How has Indian industry progressed on digitization of the supply chain? I mean, there are the behemoths, you know, in the supply chain business and e-commerce. But how has industry in general progressed?
See, I probably did not answer the last question completely. When you have to do this, the technologies which you actually deploy is of networking, of cloud technology, of tracking of everything, which is IoT. And then, of course, the core is platform technology. You would have also seen that I spoke of mobile computing. So that also comes within this.
Okay.
The proliferation of this of all of this, that means cloud computing, smartphone availability, network with internet available at all locations, is the backdrop on which all this happens. India came in slightly later.
Okay.
Slightly later. But because the network is now well spread, the momentum is gathering in a significant fashion. Because the end goal of this is not the technology itself, it is the application.
Correct.
And the power of the application, when you network everything, the benefit which is so high that it becomes very visible with a couple of use cases itself.
Interesting. And how has the Indian journey been different from the rest of the world?
So our network took a bit longer to make, and we have a fragmented set of logistics players. So it does get facilitated only when the mobile computing is
there. Okay.
Otherwise, the challenges are the same. The threat of change and me being able to adapt to it is the thing which delays any kind of adoption of anything new. But when they realize the benefit, then it comes out faster. So what we are doing is we provided benefits to each and everyone. And if you do this, then you will get lower prices of diesel or toll for the freighter. And we provide the complete set of technologies which are cloud-based for a large shipper, enterprise class. So when you do that, there is something for the shipper with a benefit of being able to get source of trucks faster. And there is something for the trucker. So they get gravitated to use this technology to improve their earning or save their cost. So that is one thing which does help. You facilitate it by everyone getting something from the system. And you have to simplify technology so that an unorganized, unoriented to technology individual can also use it. On the smartphone, a simplified application. But in addition to these benefits which we provide, more importantly, we took a different approach saying that we will become a technology service provider using this technology and become the showcase for this technology usage. And that is the third part which we do so that the adoption becomes higher and higher. So the first proof point that technology can be used to improve that is that we run on a single platform the entire company's services that is provided to everyone. So those are the three parts.
Very interesting.
Give something to the shipper, give something to the fleet owner, and then be a part to showcase that these are the ways that you can provide benefit.
Okay. And one of the challenges that is being faced of digitization across the whole world is privacy and security. How do you manage that on your platform, and how do industries handle that? I mean, you know, if all my data is out in the cloud, how do I ensure that my prices and my quantities, etc., are not all over the place?
So that's the odd thing. At a fundamental level, the cloud itself is fairly secure. And the layers, any cloud solution, because the layers which come embedded within the cloud service provider are various value-added package software, which can be easily configured for various levels of this. But yes, it is true that you have to go down to the architecture. So back in 2015, when we started, the first thing that we did was architecting a solution for security at each and every level.
Okay.
So if I send you a link of my platform, you won't be able to use it because you're not a valid user. Even if I send you a link, okay, unless you have a correct user ID password, which is authorized in the correct segment, just by putting in a link, even if you have a user ID and password, does not authorize you to access the entire data. So what I've just told you is something at the platform level, at the cloud service provider level, and then at the application level and the sub-application level and the user level. All of these combine to provide security barriers to each and every aspect.
Okay.
So there is a framework which has to be backed with the correct amount of technology. The architecture and design itself has to be there. And then you piece this together. It doesn't mean that there is no threat. Because external threat can give you a quality of service interruption because you can't control what is coming on the internet.
Correct.
But the core data itself never gets manipulated or accessed or withdrawn from.
Okay. So I have time for two more questions. My next question is, what is your approach to managing this transition? You know, I've been in the corporate world. I've been an entrepreneur. I've spoken to so many different people from around the world. People are excited about technology. People are excited about digitization of the supply chain. And yet people are nervous because a lot of corporate leaders are not yet comfortable with the digitization on their own. You are sitting in a place where your platform is providing people or enabling organizations to make themselves more efficient. How are you handling this transition?
So one has a choice of either waiting for things to catch up, which sometimes you have to necessarily.
Correct.
But at that point of time, you should have the alternate revenue stream or the capital to be able to sustain through that period. Okay. But the thing which makes a real difference is the way you simplify and the way you handle the objections and the barriers. So it is finally all about, can you give a guaranteed ROI? And if you are confident about the simplicity and the power of what you are providing, the momentum with which people will adapt and adopt on both ends become very high. When I say both ends, it means the buyer of the service, seller of the service, integration the end. But more important, I saw was developing a use case of your own company as a user. So how do you handle each of them? It is the same as any other change management. You have to necessarily show them what is the specific commercial benefit of doing them, and then choose the correct set of what you would call as the thought leaders of that particular community in every geography. And get them to get familiarized with that. And you help them with that. Okay. The facilitation of the transition and change is actually very, very expensive and investment. Once you have crossed the threshold and the momentum starts building, the facilitation quantum reduces.
Okay.
But it is as good as any other change management.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yes, it helps that the contributing elements of you know, the penetration of smartphone technology, web computing, apps, plus the deployment in every part of every business of computing power and networking. All these things facilitate to create a backbone.
Amazing. And my last question to you, Anjani, and this is about back to, of course, digitization, but how significant is the role of digitization to the future of industry in India?
So in the future, there is no other way than to go digital, because the power of a connected supply chain is something which is better and better understood. It's a no option thing of the future. The technology which is used to connect is the only thing which may change. It's possible that the device of mobile computing is not a smartphone, but something which is in your watch. And could be just about any other device which looks maybe slightly different and maybe getting activated by voice. But the core of it is about making things visible to the principal on the changes in consumer behavior and the actual stocking, so that the optimization is always perfect.
Okay.
As long as you are able to trace the journey of each and every element which goes into making of a product, to the final consumer and connect it entirely, the power of that and the ability to be able to make the entire chain efficient is the place that you have to go to. And it is only this that can allow you collaborative, what is referred to as collaborative execution, which means everyone works together, data is shared transparently, works towards driving product.
Okay. Anjani, on that note, thank you very much for speaking to me. Thank you for talking to me at such length on logistics, on digitization. I mean, I've learned a lot of new things on what digitization can do to supply chains and what you are doing to be able to facilitate this for so many other industries. Thank you again and good luck.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website www.tbcy.in to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.